Welcome back to another episode of the GC360 podcast, recorded right here at the Garden City New York Media Studio. I'm your host, Erica. And on this show, we talk about everything from breaking news to common everyday topics such as business, health, finance, sports, and education. And now you can stream the GC360 podcast on all major streaming platforms. And this episode is brought to you by Alliant Services, helping older adults continue to live well and independent. On this episode of GC360, we are learning about how schools in the performing arts industry have had to adjust their programs to appeal to a socially distanced audience. As some of you know, I work in the performing arts as well, and music and acting have been my passion for a long time, and the pandemic has really devastated our industry. According to the American Arts, since the first case of COVID-19 was reported last year, cancellations and closings have taken place at nearly every arts organization across the country, and nearly two-thirds of the nation's artists are now unemployed. New research by the Small Business Administration shows that the arts, entertainment, and recreation is now the sector of the economy with the highest percentage of temporary closings. How can we adapt, and how do we keep the arts alive? Well, joining me today in the studio to discuss this is Dr. Peter Coco, Executive Director of the Music Academy Foundation, and Eileen Bielen, who is the Assistant Director of the Broadway Bound Dance Center. Now, first, thank you both for being here with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Both of you also had your schools participate in the virtual village show. Mm-hmm. Now, Peter, how did your students feel about the Garden City New York Media virtual village show?
Well, that was the first live performance we had since the pandemic started.
Wow.
And it was great. It was an awesome time for not just for the students, but for all of our faculty as well. So I had basically every student and every faculty member who was involved in that. Afterwards, we all just looked at each other and we were like, we needed this.
Yeah.
And so it was so much more than just a gig for all of us. And it gave the students who were able to participate a purpose, something to practice for. And I just remember playing my bass and having the trio around me and having the students, when they played live with the band, and just turn around and look at us. Yes. And the look on their faces of pure joy of being able to be back doing what we love. It was amazing, especially because we were not able to rehearse with the kids at all. So the only rehearsal those kids had were one-on-one. They came to the music school, and I basically just said, we're doing this Christmas carol, and here's kind of how it'll go. And I played a little bit on the piano, and they were like, okay, I'll go practice. Mm-hmm. And so that was the first time they played it with the trio. And it
was really, when you guys recorded
it? When we recorded it,
yes.
So it was an awesome experience, and it was very, very needed for all of us.
I agree. And I remember watching it, and it's funny because now you play the bass. Now I know that about you, because I saw you. I had not met you, though.
That was
But I could tell you guys really enjoyed it. And of course, we all enjoyed listening and watching. They did such an amazing job, and I didn't know that you didn't really rehearse very much until the day of the taping.
Yep.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and like I said, for us in the band, we just were smiling the whole time looking at each other. So, because music is all about community, and we weren't able to have that community for such a long time.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like live music. So it was a great experience. We really enjoyed doing it. It was awesome.
I agree. And Eileen, how about you guys? I distinctly remember, I know you had a lot of performances, but the Santas, they
the
had so much good energy. I could tell they were just loving it. So how did you guys?
Same thing. We were definitely looking forward to this. I mean, around Christmas time, we have so many things canceled.
Yeah.
We do the tree lighting. We actually had a Christmas show planned, but of course that was canceled last minute. So this was just a great way to just be back and to perform and to do dances in front of everyone. And the same feeling as Peter, like when they dance, it was kind of like, wow, we're actually doing this. We could do this, you know?
Yeah.
So it was such a great experience to be a part of.
I agree. And we felt that way as well. I mean, Victoria and I hadn't gotten to record a show together in so long.
Yeah.
And so even though we weren't physically there with you guys, it still felt a sense of community, you know, putting the show together in a creative way. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that we got to do that and that you guys participated. So first, let's talk about some of both of your organizations. Peter, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the Music Foundation?
Sure. So the Music Academy Foundation is has been a staple in Garden City for almost 16 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, which I can't believe that. I was saying before, I had all black hair when we opened.
Yeah.
A little gray now. But we teach all ages, levels, and styles of music. We have a really comprehensive musical theater program that includes full stage musicals. We have an ensembles and rock band program. All of our faculty have at minimum a bachelor's in degree in music. Most have their master's, some have their doctorate degree. So we have an amazing staff of educators and musicians, and we're very proud of what we've done over the past 15 years. We have students who have gone on to some of the nation's top colleges, students who have gone to places like Manhattan School of Music, Juilliard, Michigan State for musical theater. So. It's 16 years. We're very happy and proud of what we've done, and it's a great
yeah,
place.
Very impressive too.
Thank you.
Eileen, what about you? Can you tell us a little bit about the Broadway Bound Dance Center?
Yes. So we're local in Garden City. We've actually been in business for 27 years now in Garden City for 17.
Wow.
So we've been around a long time. We do both recreational and competitive dance. You know, we teach all different forms of dance: ballet, jazz, tap, acro, hip hop. You name it. You know, and we teach as young kids as young as 2.5 to grandmas and grandpas, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So,
wow.
You know, a lot of our students have graduated to go on to college to pursue dance, some commercial dance. We've had some students go to Broadway.
Wow.
So a lot of our students have actually, you know, been on commercials, you know, different things like that. So it's
super
exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Sounds like we have a lot of good things going on here and with the creative world in Garden City. So obviously you both participated in the Virtual Village Show.
Yes.
And so I'm curious to know, Peter, did you have any other virtual performances that you guys did throughout last year?
We've been living virtually since the pandemic started. So, and thank God for Zoom is what I said, you know, I've said it many times. As much as I know we're all Zoom fatigued by now.
Yes.
But for us, Zoom was the way that we kept our students learning, first of all. And second of all, we were able to take, for instance, our musical theater program, which the kids were getting ready to put on Once Upon a Mattress. They thought it was going to be live.
Right.
And then we were locked down in March. And then we transition that all to a virtual musical. And I give all the credit to our amazing team of musical theater teachers. Our staff is amazing. And they prepared all the kids and they put on a fully staged virtual musical where the kids were recording themselves in their homes. And then our staff put everything together and really did an awesome job. So we did that. Our rock bands too, we moved them over to a virtual model. And not only did they record some amazing music, but in addition, we were teaching them how to use the software. So as part of their program, they started to learn how to use GarageBand and learn how to use some other editing software. So it was really cool. And so that's how we got through the last school year, basically.
Wow. And I know that's such a big part of doing things now is learning the software and the technology. I mean, we basically have to be technical people too now in the arts world. But like we've said, we're creative people and we can adapt. So you said at the beginning of the pandemic, you guys were doing Once Upon a Mattress, and that's a musical, right?
Yes.
So you had all of them perform at home, and then someone put the performances together?
Yes, in costume.
That's a lot of work.
Yes, it was. In costume. At home.
Wow.
And again, I give all the credit to our amazing staff. They did a wonderful job. And obviously to the students who they adapted so well. I've been so incredibly proud of them because they adapted to this very, very tough circumstance and this entirely new way of learning.
Oh,
and,
it is.
Yeah, something they've never done before, never had to do. And they've done an incredible job. So, and same thing, we did virtual recitals over Zoom at the end of the year, last June. And that was amazing too. The kids just did an awesome job. We were very, very proud of them. And they did not miss a beat. They really didn't. They, you know,
great.
No pun
kids
intended.
Kids are impressive. Yeah. So Eileen, what about you with the dance center? I know with dance, how can you even really do that virtually.
So, I mean, we were shut down also in March, same thing. And we did the Zoom, which was great. But in dance, it's a little hard to do the Zoom. You can't really see their steps. You can't really correct them too much.
Yeah, so much about the body.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was great for what we needed then. We needed to connect to them. Mm-hmm. So we had the Zoom. We did actually do a competition at the end of the summer, and then just this past season, we did a couple competitions. So that was, you know, it was really good.
Those were in person?
Those were in person.
Wow.
Yeah, and
okay.
Then, you know, they did a whole bunch of different stuff, you know, as far as the guidelines there and the competitions. They do a whole new kind of format. You know, it's called, like, studio blocking.
Okay.
So what happens is it's just your studio there. Pre-pandemic, there was like 10, 20, a lot of studios there at the same time.
At the same
so
time.
Now it's just your studio. You know, you're allotted a certain amount of time, depending on how many entries you have, and it's just all your people there, and then you just perform and stuff. So
okay.
It's definitely a different experience.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good and bad to that, but, you know, I think the kids were just happy to be back on stage, and you know, so
for sure. Like, yeah. And I know I had done some competitions with dance when I was much younger, and part of the experience is kind of the thrill of being around other
no definitely yeah so that's so. That's what we miss seeing the other studios, we miss seeing our competition, other, you know, just other dances in general.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's some good stuff, you know, you're in and out, you're not there all early in the morning till late at night.
That's true.
You get
it's
your own, you know, dressing room and everything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and luckily a lot of the competitions did live stream. So, you know, because a lot of families would bring all grandmas, grandpas, aunts and uncles to come and watch at the competition.
Yeah.
But at least when you have the live stream option, you know, we're talking about the technology, at least families at home can still watch, you know, the performers and stuff. So
that's
it was really
a good thing too.
Yeah, it was very good.
And how'd you guys do? Did you guys win any of the competitions?
We did. We'd won a lot. I mean, the overalls, they would live stream the overalls like at the end. You know, of the end of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it was exciting to watch that. I mean, like I said, you didn't know who the other studios were. So,
right.
But it was exciting to see, you know, how do
to
we do?
Win.
How do we do? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well, congrats. Really
yeah, thank
that's
you.
That's a win. That's great. And so now we kind of started talking about, you know, how you guys are adapting as far as the CDC guidelines and things. So, Peter, what about you guys? I know that things are kind of starting to open back up. So
right.
Are you doing more things in person now?
Yes.
Do you have to stay 6 feet apart with rehearsals and things
yes.
like that?
Yes. So we're doing like a hybrid model now, like many schools. So we have some in-person options, which we're doing socially distanced, wearing masks, following all the protocols.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing that really since September for those people who are comfortable coming in person. Mm-hmm. And thank God, it's been great. It's gone very, very well. And then for the other students, we've done all virtual. So we have both options.
Okay.
We're hopeful that, you know, we'll be able to do more and more in person as the guidelines change
mm-hmm.
and as more people are vaccinated. So we see it as an uphill climb. It's good.
Yeah.
It's been challenging for sure for all of us, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, I was, I just look at artists, we're, by nature, we're creative.
Yeah.
We adapt.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, that's what we do. That's
mm-hmm.
our nature.
Yeah.
So I think who better than artists to kind of lead the way in figuring out how to do this. And we have been in many ways.
I think
mm-hmm.
so too.
Yeah,
I agree.
Definitely.
Yeah, a lot of people have figured out many creative ways. I mean, even just with the virtual village show. I mean,
yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
And so many people got to watch. I mean, my family got to watch it, and they
yeah.
live in Indiana. So they wouldn't have gotten to see that
exactly.
before.
Yeah,
so
right.
that was great. And what do you think, Eileen? Do you see things going back to normal anytime soon, like where we just don't have to think about masks or
yeah,
anything?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think it's eventually getting there, you know what I mean? Like I said, the Zoom, it was good for us, but now I think everything is getting back to normal. You know, the
yeah.
kids, the parents, they thank us all the time for being open, you know, as,
right.
as a place for their kids to come to be able to be a part of something, you know. A lot of the kids were hybrid this year at school,
mm-hmm.
so at least they had this to look forward to, you know, and be around other kids
yeah,
and stuff like
it's
that.
So
something
important.
To be a part of, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So they thank us a lot for that.
Yes, and I thank you guys, for both of you, for being open this whole time too, because I know as a kid for me, if I wouldn't have had the arts, I don't know what I would have done. So I'm sure that the parents are really grateful.
Yeah.
And so do you have anything coming up in the future, any performances, are there going to be virtual performances, or do you have a recital coming
up? No, we actually have a recital planned in June, actually on Father's Day.
Okay.
So we have it planned right now as in person. You know, we'll have to limit, follow the guidelines and stuff like that, but we're definitely looking forward to it. I think a lot of us didn't think it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, after cancellation, but it looks like it's a go. So we're just moving, you know, full steam ahead.
Awesome. And what about you, Peter? Do you guys have any performances coming up?
We have a lot of great stuff coming up. So we've been doing live streams too. And that's been, so far we've had like the faculty band playing. So we've had some jazz live streams. We're going to do some other kind of music. We're doing virtual ensembles, but we're also planning for a live musical theater show at Hofstra University in one of their theaters in June.
Okay.
So same thing, it's going to be socially distanced, following all the guidelines. It'll be a cabaret show. That's the first live in-person show where we'll have a limited audience that we're going to do. So we're very excited about that. And also during the pandemic, a couple of the other teachers at the Music Academy and I formed another band, so we're playing our own little singer-songwriter trio.
Oh, cool.
So that's cool. So
that's
fun. It's been awesome. We've been on, I mean, it hasn't been awesome.
Yeah.
It's been very, very difficult.
But, been,
but I think a lot of people have been rethinking everything we've been doing. What can we do? How can we make it happen? How can we do it safely? How can we do it securely?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like new opportunities have opened up in a lot of ways.
That's true.
We might not have seen otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're trying to just, you know, look at the silver lining and continue to grow and you know, get back to whatever normal is going to be. But I think things are going to open up eventually. It's going to be back to really full live performances.
Yeah. I hope so. Mm-hmm. I mean, they say Broadway's supposed to open up in September.
Yeah.
We'll see if that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's a little hard to see it not being like this. I feel like I've gotten so used to this way. It's hard to imagine how it used to be.
Yeah.
And you never realized how so many events that you go to, like competitions, like Broadway, that you're just, it's so crowded and then you have to change everything. So it was definitely an adjustment. But.
And even small things in, like living in the city, I mean, just going to a comedy show, you couldn't just like pop over
just
to the West Village. I used to do that all the time or see my friends sing or play and it was just, that all just ended.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's important for us to, as we figure out how to go forward, remember that, you know, music and dance and art, the arts.
Arts in general,
In general, it's about community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And life is about community. And I think the thing that we've lost because of the pandemic is community.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Well, and we see how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see the importance of maybe things we took for granted in the past, like music and like dance and like just getting together and being able to maybe not even be the performer, but be able to enjoy it as a guest and be a part of that experience, because it really is a communal experience.
Yes.
So we need it back.
Yes, we do.
It's desperately needed.
I know.
I think we're getting there, and it's been wonderful on one level to see how all of our students have adapted to the new challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And the faculty members have worked very tirelessly to ensure their students are still being educated. And so the community spirit is still there. But there's nothing like being in a room together performing.
In the room, for sure. Especially with, I mean, and I know they do virtual school and people are doing virtual meetings. But with the arts, it's just so...
It's different.
It's a different
thing. It's a different
feeling.
And when
you're a creative person.
Yeah,
sure. No, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you guys do any... What kind of other things, we'll start with you, Eileen, do you offer in your classes? Do you do any kind of personal training, one-on-one things with people?
No, we have solo lessons. I mean, that's mostly for the competition kids, you know, for company and all that stuff. But we do have private lessons. You know, we did all the guidelines. You know, each room has spots on the floor, six feet apart, sanitize in, sanitize out, you know, so...
Very good.
Yeah, we could do all that.
Oh, very cool. That's great. And Peter, what about you guys?
Same for us. We really run the gamut of services. So we do private lessons is our main thing. But we have musical theater. We have all these different kinds of ensembles, bands. Before the pandemic, which we've done some of this sort of limited, but we've done a lot of master classes. We've done workshops. We've brought in some of the top artists in theater and in music. We've had famous jazz musicians come and do workshops. We've had famous Broadway stars, mm-hmm. who we had the star of Aladdin on Broadway come and do a workshop,
okay.
and star of some other shows, and,
that's
and
exciting.
Yeah, so we're doing as much of that as we can, sort of in the new model, but we're excited to start offering more of that as we open up more.
That's great. Well, I can tell that you both are really passionate about what you do. So it makes me think, like, Eileen, did you grow up doing dance
life? Yes. Since I was 3 and a half, I've been dancing my whole entire life.
Wow.
I've been at the studio my whole entire life.
Really?
So yeah, I was a competitive dancer. I won a lot of titles. I mean, and it's nice to now continue it. You know, I'm not just the assistant director. I also, you know, teach the dance and stuff. So
No,
I've been doing it all my life. And now I have my girls do it. They have no choice.
In the family,
They have, and actually, family. My husband was a dancer as well.
Oh,
so
really?
It's just,
wow, just
they
a
have,
dancer family.
Yeah, they have no choice, but they have to dance. So, no, it's great.
What's your favorite genre of dance, do you
when
think?
When I was younger, I want to say it was probably jazz, but mm-hmm. as I got older, the lyrical and contemporary, I guess, you know.
Oh, very cool.
Feeling, you know, so
yeah.
that's
it's like very acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could start
definitely
feeling, you know.
Yeah.
So no, that's probably it now. Yeah.
Wow. I trained a little bit in all of them, mm-hmm. and I grew up doing musical theater, so they obviously want you to have everything in your background.
Yes.
But my favorite was always hip-hop.
Hip-hop,
and people always thought that was so funny, because I'm like, I don't know, they just did, but I had so much fun doing that.
No, yeah, we do all the different dances. I mean, I do all of them too, and it's I enjoy all of them, so you know, it's good.
That's so cool that you're doing it your whole life, and now your family's
mm-hmm.
doing it too. And Peter, I think you are, I know you said you play the bass. How long have you been playing the bass?
Oh, more than 20 years, 20-something years I've been playing the bass, yeah.
Definitely an expert.
yes, I guess. I don't know. It depends who you ask. But yeah, I grew up the same way, always surrounded by music.
Yeah.
My whole family, we loved music. And I started on electric bass because I had one brother who played the drums and another brother who played guitars. I was like, okay, well, this just makes sense. We'll have a band.
Yes.
And and then when I got to college, they said, well, we don't teach electric bass, but you can play upright bass. And I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And here I am now lugging around an upright bass for more than 20 years, but I love it. And so I play jazz, mainly jazz, but also classical and, you know, all the other genres. And so it's been a great journey.
Okay.
And I'm an adjunct at Hofstra. I teach in the music department, so I do that on the side.
Wow.
So it's a very musical life I lead.
Yeah. Just on the side, you know.
I have a lot of side. When you're a musician, you have to have a lot of gigs, you know.
I know that life.
Or an actor.
Yeah.
Or a dancer.
Or a dancer.
We're on
the
same boat.
And so you are a doctor, right?
So Dr. I have a,
Coco.
I'm not a medical doctor, no, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a doctorate in classical music. And so, yeah.
It's pretty impressive. Wow. Well, you guys, I think Garden City is so lucky to have both of your programs so close by, where students and like you said, people of all ages can
mm-hmm.
come
yeah.
and train. And I'm sure is the Music Academy, do you have all levels?
Sure, all levels, all styles. We have open enrollment, so people can sign up for lessons at any time. Our theater and rock band programs run by semester.
Okay.
We're going to have some kind of summer options too. You know, again, you know how the planning is sort of almost day by day at this point.
Yeah, it's got to go with the flow right now.
Yeah, but we're definitely planning stuff for the summer, and we're excited for, we have some very exciting things coming up for the fall of next year, which I can't talk about yet, but it's going to be really cool, so
okay.
I'll just throw that out there.
Yeah.
And so we're hanging out. We're doing good. We're enjoying every minute of it, and it's been a crazy year, but we're plugging away.
Yeah, awesome. So how can, if people want to sign up for a class or get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Sure. They can find us online, www.musicacademyfoundation.org. We are on Nassau Boulevard. 20 Nassau Boulevard is our studio. They can visit us there, or they can call us at 516-292-2777.
Awesome. And Eileen, tell us how we can get a hold of you guys.
Sure. So we're located 66 New High Park Road.
Okay.
They can call us as well for more information, 516-616-1601. They can also visit our website at BroadwayBoundGC.com. I mean, as of right now, we're not currently accepting registration, only because our program is a 10-month program.
Oh, okay.
So we go from September to June, but
okay.
come mid-May, we have early registration, so they can find out information for next year, and then awesome. They can find out more information. We plan on doing summer classes. So, you know, the summer class is a good way, especially for new students to come and try out, you know, different things. Yeah, it's short, it's very relaxed, but they could get a feel for it, so that come September they can decide, you know, what they want to do.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. That's such a good option. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you guys both for being on the podcast. I really enjoyed talking to you both about how you've overcome a lot of obstacles and how you're continuing to still do everything and be creative and teach your students.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I hope also that the Music Academy Foundation and the Broadway Bound Dance Center will be part of the Virtual Village Show with Garden City again.
Definitely.
We'll do that this year because that was great. And thank you all for tuning in to GC360. You can rewatch the episode or past episodes on our website, gc360podcast.com. I'll see you next time.